The Humble Entrepreneur Podcast, my personal take on life and business by Robert Terry. Since 2005, I've been the co-owner of Nationwide Ventilation Limited, installing commercial kitchen ventilation. We've worked for the biggest names in the industry, including KFC and Taco Bell. The podcast gives you an insight into my journey and learnings along the way. Available on iTunes and Stitcher.
Hi everyone, Rob Terry here. Right, bit of a rant alert. I'm seeing a load of stuff at the moment and people going, I've got the best selling product, I've got the best selling service, and it's not always actually the best product out there. Just because it's best selling or whatever doesn't necessarily mean it is the best out there on the market. There are other products, other services which can and might be better than the one that they are claiming it is. They are just simply saying that it's best selling, nothing more than. A lot of people have bought it, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's the best. Now, think about the iPhone. When the iPhones, a new iPhone comes out, everyone rushes. There's queues around the block, there's everything. Now, best selling, yes, it is technically best selling because you've got people queuing around the fucking block to buy the thing. But that doesn't actually mean that that is the best phone on the market. There are Android phones out there which are infinitely better. All best selling simply generally means is that they have got their launch model right or they have got their marketing right. And that is something Apple are massively good at, the marketing side of things. You think about it, you walk into an iPhone, you don't walk into an iPhone shop, you don't walk into an Apple shop and say, please, can you sell me the benefits or tell me the benefits of the Apple iPhone? You already know what it is because you're pre-bought in to all the hype and things like that, because you've already been pre-sold it by marketing. So generally speaking, all these people, when they're going on about things being best-selling and everything like that, and I've seen it with people doing book launches, and they say best-selling book, best-selling author. It doesn't mean it is the best. It just means that they've watched it. And I've seen people out there, I'm not going to say who they are, but I've seen people out there, and I know exactly how they launch a product, launch a book, launch whatever it may be that they're launching, and the way they get it launched automatically. Because to be fair, for an author, say, you don't actually have to have that much, let me just get rid of that, you don't actually have to sell that many books to be a best-selling author, because it can be very, very niche in the actual band that you're going for. So in other words, if it's a very niche book in terms of business and something very specific, you could be the only bloody book out there that's actually for that, therefore it's going to be the best-selling version or the best-selling one of those. So be careful when you are buying things, because like I say, best-selling is not necessarily, it just means they've sold a lot of them. Or in terms of like books, for example, best selling, if it's very specific, it's very niche, and the same can be true with a product. If it's something really obscure that only a few people are ever going to need, but loads of people have bought it, but there's not many other products on the market, it just simply means that that person has nailed their market and they've nailed their launch process and things like that just to get it out there. So be wary of it, guys. Like I say, best selling does not necessarily mean it is the best product or service. I can't say that too many times, because so many times, and the thing is, as soon as people see it's a best-selling product, it's a best-selling insurance, everybody suddenly thinks, well, it's the best-selling, we've got to have it because it's the best one on the market. Doesn't fucking mean it's the best one on the market. It just means they've got their sales process right, their launch process, that kind of thing. I'm not knocking, and I'm not saying they're not good products. It's like the Apple iPhones. I'm not saying they're not good phones, but they are not the best on the market. They may be best selling, but they are not the best on the market, guys. So just remember that. It's a bit of a misnomer, because the actual, as soon as the title best selling goes in, best selling author and that kind of thing, you suddenly think, well, they're the best selling author, it's got to be good. And it kind of adds, helps to build momentum. And they know that. As soon as they know, this is why people are so keen to nail product launches. It's not just to get numbers through, but it's actually so they can then turn around and say it's a best selling book, best selling product, best-selling insurance, best-selling whatever it may be, because then they know that then adds to the hype of the product and it builds it more. So just be aware that it's part of the hype building process, not necessarily the fact that they have or they are the best product, service or whatever it may be on the market, guys. Right, I'm going to leave it there because it was only a rant, because I'm seeing loads of people giving it the big one at the moment about their best-selling different things, whether it's a best-selling book, whether it's a best-selling course or anything like that. It doesn't necessarily mean it's the best, it just means that they've sold the most.
Remember, folks, Stay humble and let your success talk for you.
Right, hey guys, and thanks for still listening. Now, as many of you may or may not know, I do actually do one-to-one business mentoring. Yep, that's correct. So if you want to work with somebody to move your business forwards, get rid of them blockages, that kind of thing, just a bit of brief background on me for those that don't know it. I run my own successful group of businesses, multi-million pound turnover. We work with big boys. We work with big customers like KFC, Taco Bell, Nando's. We've even done work for the Queen. So if you want to work with somebody of that sort of size and caliber to help move you and your business forwards, please do get in touch with me. You can either find me on the Humble Entrepreneur website, which is www.thehumbleentrepreneur.co.uk. You can get in touch with me there, or you can directly email me, which is my email address is robert@kitchenextractsystems.com. Now, as many of you know, like I say, I've been in business since 2015, built a successful group of companies, and it's not just in one industry, it's across the board. I normally mentor about 5 to 6 people one-to-one. So if you'd be interested in that, please do get in touch with me. We can have a chat first, no commitments up front. In terms of the sort of payment side of things, I'm always happy to work with you guys. So, you know, we can set a direct debit up, that kind of thing. So if that'd be something you'd be interested in doing, please do get in touch to see how I can help you and your business. Like I say, I've grown my group of businesses to a multi-million pound turnover, so I can help you to do that also if you're interested, guys. Right, speak to you later. Bye.
See you later. I think we have to go.